Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 6:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition in Philadelphia. Former President Donald Trump was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Tuesday night for a campaign rally before a sold-out crowd at the PPL Center. For WHYY, Julian Abraham was there.
2 days after Trump brought on a comedian in New York who was critical of Puerto Rico, he held a rally in majority Hispanic Allentown. Though he didn't address or apologize for the remarks, he brought several Latinos on stage and spoke directly to that population.
Nobody loves our Latino community and our Puerto Rican community more than I do. Nobody. You know, it's interesting because I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president by far.
Among those on stage was Puerto Rico's shadow senator, Zoraida Buxo, and the invocation was delivered by a Bethlehem minister of Puerto Rican descent. The rally focused on issues Trump hits often, inflation, taxes and tariffs, and socially conservative points such as gender issues. This was Trump's second visit to the Lehigh Valley this year, and he ended it with a final push to vote. In Allentown, I'm Julian Abraham.
This November, a race in Philadelphia's suburbs could decide which party controls the United States House of Representatives. In a WHYY News Race to Watch, Emily Neal has more on the contest in Pennsylvania's 1st Congressional District.
Republican incumbent Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick has represented Bucks County and parts of Montgomery since 2017. This year, he is facing off for a second time against Democratic challenger Ashley Ehas. Ehas says Fitzpatrick's record on key issues, including abortion rights, is not as moderate as he claims. She says he toes the party line and supports conservative proposals.
Voters and folks out there, they know that if we hand the majority back to them, they will pass the national abortion ban. They are deeply fearful, they are aware of it, and they are ready to go to the ballot box to vote out anti-choice, anti-democracy extremists.
Fitzpatrick did not respond to multiple requests for comment. He told WHYY News in June that he supports Pennsylvania's current law, which allows abortion to be legal through the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
A lawsuit challenging the way Pennsylvania handles overseas ballots has been dismissed by a federal judge. Several Republican Pennsylvania congressmen filed the suit, arguing the state does not do enough to verify the identity of overseas voters. Federal Judge Christopher Connor ruled the case was filed too late and had no legitimate basis. Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt hailed the ruling. The lawsuit objected to procedures that were years old, but was filed weeks before Election Day. Sports: Flyers shut out the Bruins last night 2-0. The 76ers are on hosting the Pistons this evening. And the Philly forecast: some patchy fog this morning in the region. Sunshine to start the day, then a few clouds roll in. We'll have very warm temperatures as we lift up to 77 degrees. It's 53 right now with fair skies at 6:07. It's double